This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Cancer Prevention and Information channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. It is a story of survival, two women who were in the fight for their life suffering from cancer. It is a well-known fact that there are 7 million cancer survivors in this country. While cancer survivors get a lot of support during treatment, after they are cured, they are left on their own to recover. But what happens if your second act or stage isn't as easy as you'd hope for? That is when Karen Shane, practicing healthcare administrator, started conducting research as to what was needed specifically for women survivors in 1998 while walking in the emotional line of survivors walk at Gwinnett County Relay for Life. Her life was transformed and she got some answers. She began to realize women needed a different type of setting and an outlet of some kind to ask questions. Karen then teamed up with Chicago resident Judy Pearson, 1 year post-cancer survivor, who had some of her own questions. They wanted to launch a movement where women everywhere could feel connected, thus launching Women Survivors Alliance. Welcome to the show, Karen Shane and Judy Pearson.
How are you? Thank you.
You're welcome and doing great over here. Really good to catch up with you both. And so, as we know, opposites attract. How did you both come together to create the Women Survivors Alliance?
Well, there are 7 million women cancer survivors. There's actually almost 14 million cancer survivors in the United States, but of those, 7 million are women cancer survivors. And one thing that Judy and I had realized over the course of our journey is how it doesn't matter how opposite that you are, as it relates to survivorship, there becomes a common ground. I'm a Southerner. Judy's a Northerner. I got the big, long, blonde hair. Judy's got short hair. Little dog, big dog. Totally different phases of our life when we developed cancer. I was 20. Judy was a grandmother. I had ovarian and uterine. Judy had breast cancer, triple negative breast cancer. So two women who came into each other's lives at two completely separate times found the common ground in survivorship, particularly women survivorship issues. We found that we had the same issues, even at opposite ends of the world, at opposite times of our life. We found a common ground. And that's why the Women Survivors Alliance was developed, was to help women cope and deal with the emotional issues, the physical issues, psychosocial issues of survivorship post-cancer treatment. And it has been an incredible journey for us.
And Judy, you mentioned that no one prepares you for cancer survivorship. And what do you mean by that? And what are some specific things that changed in your life?
When you are diagnosed, you fall into this strictly choreographed world of doctor appointments and treatment options. And you're told where to go and what to do and where to be. At the moment that you are released from treatment, you go home and you sit on the side of the bed and say, I don't know what to do now. Now I'm all by myself. It's like losing your safety net. The physical issues, Eric, are across the board. They depend on your surgery site. If you had surgery, they include joint pain, neuropathy, fatigue. And then there's all kinds of psychosocial issues, fear of recurrence, PTSD symptoms, cognitive issues, making it difficult to concentrate, and all of those combine to make you a totally different person than you were going in and can completely affect your entire life, your family life certainly, but also your work life. So that makes survivorship an issue that affects all of society and your ability to be a contributing member of society.
And Karen, what are the 5 keys to survivorship in your mind?
Well, I think one of the keys is realizing you're never going to be the same person again. Don't try to. Don't look back. You need to look ahead. Post-cancer and pre-cancer, they are two different lives. You have to know that. You have to be able to accept that. And whether it's physical scars or emotional or mental scars, you're going to change. And that's important to understand and to be willing to accept. I think you also, another key is just don't try to figure it out all at once. Take it little by little. Take it bite by bite. And be able to really develop own mind what has happened to you and what you can do with your life. But don't try to understand it all at once. You're going to find new clarity after you get through the emotional part and the physical part and the sickness that comes with it. Judy was talking about being on the side of the bed and how that changes. I call it your aha moment, where you can actually go, okay, well, I have gone through this, and now I have to have clarity in my life to figure out what I'm going to do next. Embrace it. You're given that. You're given that option and embrace it. I think one thing you should understand is you have to develop your own survivorship care plan. That kind of goes to the clarity statement. But you have to figure out what you are going to be once you are done with your very last treatment. That time that you're sitting on the side of the bed and they have given you a cupcake that says your treatment's over, that's when you begin to, after you fought to get rid of the cancer, now it's time for you to fight to become the best survivor you can be. And that's a survivorship care plan. Follow up with your doctor, what you want to do with your, what you want to continue to do with your life. It's your own care plan for the rest of your life. It's your second chance, and it's your second act. And you got to appreciate and love who you are, but you also have to understand not everyone's going to understand who you are in this new rebirth of a survivor. Give everyone a break. They're not going to understand it first. Give them a little bit of time to adapt and adjust to who you are.
What do women survivors gain from the convention that is unique from any other convention?
Well, as the name says, the National Women Survivors Convention is all women. And that's a really, really important component. Women, one size does not fit all in medicine. Men and women heal differently. Diseases are different within and between the genders. And women heal through community. Our convention creates immediate sisterhood. Of the attendees last year from 49 states and 5 countries, it was as if they had all known one another for years and years. Women are much more inclined to network with complete strangers. We're open to discussing difficult issues with complete strangers. Just like with Karen and me, our differences don't matter. It doesn't matter where we come from, or what kind of hair we have, or if we have any hair at all, depending on if you're still in chemo. Survivorship is the common bond. And women were open to discussing self-image issues, the kinds of things that you couldn't discuss if it were a mixed audience. And so that's the biggest difference. And our motto is education, inspiration, and life application, and that's exactly what we did at the convention. We educated them on the cutting-edge information about survivorship. We had them listen to motivating stories and then taught them how to use things they learned in their life. And we had some fun as well.
Today we are with both Karen Shane and Judy Pearson, who were in the fight for their life suffering from cancer and survived and later launched a movement where women everywhere could feel connected, thus launching Women Survivors Alliance here on eHealth Radio's Cancer Prevention and Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. On your website, you reference My Second Act. What does that mean?
Well, my second act, second being a two, as opposed to the spelled out second, is exactly that moment that we were talking about earlier where you are sitting on the side of the bed after getting your cupcake. It's that aha moment. But more than that, it is the time in your life where you have gone through an incredible change in your life. You're not the person that you were before. So now is the time to really think about what you're going to do. You're given a second chance. you are given the opportunity to create within yourself a second act. And that is, what are you going to do during the second act of your life? What are you going to do to contribute to society, to be a better mom, to solve world peace? However that is, a second act is that moment, that transforming moment in your life in which you say, I'm a survivor. Now I have to do something. Today is the first day of the second act of my life. That's what we refer to is on our website as my second act.
And what is the My Second Act stories from the stage all about?
Well, as Karen said, we encourage women to grab a second act, to create a second act as they're taking their lives back after cancer. We allow them to submit essays to us that we post on our website with photos because we think it's important to see the beautiful, courageous women who are telling these stories. But in addition, we've created a stage show that's professionally produced with 12 to 15 women local to whatever city the show appears in who are reading their 5-minute essays about how they have created a second life and how they are giving back to other people after they have survived cancer and after the line in the sand that cancer creates has been drawn. We think that there's great healing in helping, and we believe that everyone who reads or hears a My Second Act, whether it be the essays or the stories from the stage, we think and we hope and we know it will inspire the audience and the reader to consider their own second act and to create their own second act. This is a grassroots movement of survivors reentering their lives after a cancer diagnosis, and we celebrate them.
If you would, tell us, what is the greatest challenge that you both are overcoming currently that you wouldn't mind sharing, along with tips on how you're handling those that would impact the listeners tuning in today?
Well, I think that, and I can only speak for myself, our greatest challenge is that we just don't have enough time in the day to, or there's not enough hours in the day to be able to create this movement for women. And we look for, as far as for the Women Survivors Alliance, we look for great volunteers. We look for people who can help us create that movement. We know we are on the cusp of something amazing. And our greatest challenge is there's just not enough hours in the day. We need a lot of volunteers. We need a lot of supporters. We need people who believe in our mission and will join us. And we need to be able to expand our day about, 6 more hours and or 6 more people. So that to me would be the greatest challenge that the Survivors Alliance itself. Me personally, I think it is continuing to develop quality relationships moving forward and having, again, enough hours in the day to continue to do that. Judy?
I agree, and I think one of the things that was certainly rewarding when Karen and I found each other and that we think we've passed on to the other women is finding that they're not alone. They may be experiencing physical or emotional issues, and there's isolationism after cancer treatment and even during cancer treatment. So we are hopeful that just as we found that we weren't alone in the issues that we were facing, we hope that the organization we've created also allows women to find someone else or a group of other people who are experiencing the same thing so they don't feel alone and isolated. We think that's a really, really important component to moving on with your life and finding a second act.
Well, it certainly has been good to have caught up with the both of you. It's phenomenal what you've created here. Where can one go to learn more or sign up for the convention?
I think the best place is Survivorville.org. That's Survivorville, Survivorville, Survivorville.org. And from there, you can navigate to the Women Survivors Alliance. You can see all the incredible things that's going to be happening on July 31st through August 2nd in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Opryland Resort. You can find links to My Second Act, And you can find links to the online magazine that was developed by the Women Survivors Alliance called The Plum. And that's where women can go and read about ongoing issues for women survivors and how they are coping. It's called theplum.org. But if you go to survivorville.org, you're going to find us for sure.
Well, Karen and Judy, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thanks so much, Eric. Thank you.
We've been speaking with Karen Chain and Judy Pearson, who were in the fight for their lives, suffering from cancer and survived, and later launched a movement where women everywhere could feel connected, thus launching the Women Survivor Alliance. And the website of reference is survivorville.org. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Cancer Prevention and Information Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.